Vatican officials acknowledged from the start they were not expecting cheering crowds to welcome Pope Benedict. Instead, thousands of Turks took to the streets in Istanbul Sunday to protest the visit, and even the Turkish government had signaled its displeasure. Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan initially said his schedule would not permit a meeting with the pontiff, but in the end a quick greeting was arranged at the airport for the pope's arrival as the prime minister prepared to leave for the North Atlantic Treaty Organization summit in Latvia. This is Pope Benedict's first visit to a predominantly Muslim country since he became head of the Roman Catholic Church last year, and many people here say he has some fence mending to do. In a speech 2 months ago, the Pope quoted a 14th-century Byzantine emperor who characterized some of the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad as evil and inhuman and spoke of the spread of Islam mainly by the sword. That led to protests by Muslims in Turkey and other countries who believed that the pontiff, even though he was quoting someone else, had insulted their religion. Some of the protests turned violent, including in Somalia, where Muslims, angered by the pope's remark, killed a Roman Catholic nun. Professor Doğu Ergil, a political sociologist at Ankara University, says the pope was really expressing a deeply held view in the West that Islam poses a threat to Christianity.
In fact, he was voicing a concern in the Christian world that Islam proved to be a more resilient and more dynamic religion today and was encroaching on the world of Christianity or trying to invade both the private space and the geographical space of Christianity.
Many also see a concern about Islam as a root cause for Benedict's views about Turkey's place in Europe, views he expressed long before he became pope. Political scientist Hasan Ulan of Ankara's Bilkent University says those views have infuriated even many secular Turks.
We remember this pope as Cardinal Ratzinger in Rome, and he used to come up with unsolicited advice and remarks about Turkey's EU prospects. And each time he would open his mouth, and then what would come out would be things like cultural differences between Turkey and the European Union, civilizational differences.
Ulan belongs to the Eurosceptics in Turkey, who were not eager for Turkey to become a full-fledged EU member. Still, he says he was hurt by the pope's comments. After a low-key day in Ankara, the pope travels to Ephesus on Wednesday to say Mass before going on to Istanbul for meetings with Patriarch Bartholomew I, the spiritual head of Orthodox Christians. These meetings are the original purpose of the pope's visit to Turkey. He is expected to concentrate on relations between the Orthodox and Roman Catholic churches, relations that have often been strained over the centuries. The pope's trip comes at a time of heightened tensions between the West and Islam. Still, a Turkish government spokesman expressed the hope that this could all be left behind and that the pope's visit would mark a turning point in relations between the two faiths. But many wonder how likely that will be amid loud and angry protests. Many Turks insist the pope is a guest and will be treated with customary Eastern hospitality. But the government is taking no chances, and thousands of extra police have been deployed. According to officials here, security measures taken for the pope are even tighter than those taken for President Bush during a 2004 NATO summit. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Ankara.
旺旺英语网站, 欢迎您的光临。请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。